and a vegetable garden. Peppa Pig and her little brother George are playing at Grandpa Pig and Granny Pig's house. They love to help Grandpa Pig in the garden. "What are you doing, Grandpa?" asks Peppa.
"I'm planting seeds."
"What?"
"I'm planting seeds."
"What are you doing, Grandpa Pig?" asks Peppa.
"I'm planting seeds."
"What happens to the seed?"
"They grow into plants. I make a small hole in the ground, put the seed inside, and cover it with earth. Then I water it. Everything in my garden grows from seeds, like this."
"Ouch!" says Grandpa Pig. "An apple fell on his head." Peppa and George laugh. Grandpa laughs too.
"Look," he says, "inside this apple are more seeds.
Inside the apple are more seeds to grow more apples."
"Apple trees," says Peppa.
Bonk! "I want to plant a seed."
"Seed?" Peppa says. She makes a little hole and puts the seed in it. Then she covers the seed with earth.
Peppa waits. George waits. They wait and wait.
"Now we wait for it to grow," he says.
Peppa waits. George waits. They wait and wait and wait. "It's not doing anything," says Peppa. Grandpa Pig laughs. "You have to be patient."
"Ah, what's this?" says Peppa.
"It's a monster."
"Monster," says George.
Grandpa Pig laughs. Grandpa laughs. "It's just a snail. Little snail. Grrr," says George. "Monster. He likes the snail."
"Let's play snails," says Peppa.
Pep, Grandpa Pig finds some baskets for Peppa and George, and they play snails in the garden.
"Look," says Peppa, "a butterfly. Why do butterflies love flowers?"
"They drink from flowers," says Grandpa Pig. "They drink the flowers' nectar. It's their food. Look at me. I'm laying butterfly," Peppa shouts. "George wants to be a butterfly too."
"No, George. I'm a butterfly. You can play worm."
"George doesn't want to play worm."
"Come on, George," says Grandpa Pig. "Playing worm is fun." Grandpa Pig shows George how to lay on the ground and work. Soon Peppa wants to be play worm too.
Grandpa plays
likes these. Granny Pig comes to you to see. We need a scarecrow, she says. Grandpa Pig brings Papa and George to his garden shed. We will find lots of things in here to make a scarecrow with, he says. He finds sticks, string, some straw, and an old sack. They build the scarecrow, then dress it in some old clothes. Papa and George paint a face. The birds see the scarecrow. They stop eating Grandpa's seeds. The birds look sad. The birds look sad, says Papa. They must be hungry. Granny Pig brings out a feeder. Lunchtime birds, she calls. Mommy Pig and Daddy Pig have come. Granny Pig needs blackberries to make a pie for lunch. Everybody wants to help. This blackberry bush has been here since I was a little girl, says Mommy Pig. Mommy Pig climbs the ladder to get the blackberries. The blueberries at the top. Oh no! Mommy Pig falls into a bush. Where is she? Mommy Pig is okay, but she looks like a blackberry bush. Peppa and George pick berries from the mommy bush. Grandpa Pig Peppa and George finish picking vegetables for lunch. They make a salad. Granny Pig cuts up a cucumber. Cucumber. I love cucumbers, says Peppa. Yuck, says George. He doesn't like salad. Grandpa has an idea. He gives George a new plate. Dinosaur, said George. He eats the salad. He likes it. He loves Granny Pig's blackberry pie, too. Yum! The end.